Oh, hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling the radio with water. Don't worry, we're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard. Thanks to our friends at Explore Ventures. Yes, this is another Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We're anchored just off the coast of San Salvador in the Bahamas. About halfway through our week of spectacular diving, the weather has been just awesome. Seas flat calm, great visibility, and of course we've seen hammerheads, we've seen crabs. Channel crabs or some massive Crabzilla type animal. I don't know.
You know, I don't know what the technical name was, but I like Crabzilla.
Crabzilla works for me as well. So that's what we're going with. I don't care what Lowe said there in hour one. Crabzilla is what it's going to be, and you'll have to come here off the coast of San Salvador and see these massive animals yourself. Or go to scubaradio.com and check out the video. Now, she was one of the passengers. We'll probably check in with her, a little bit later on as well. She's from Abu Dhabi. She's a school teacher, believe it or not, and she's out traveling here in the Caribbean and was on board our little scuba cruise adventure. So it's kind of cool to meet someone from that part of the world and share a few notes and dive experiences. Now we have Lucy and James. Now, you know, I'm really bad at pinpointing accents, but Lucy, first of all, just say hi to our friends here at Scuba Radio.
Hello to everyone at Scuba Radio.
All right, I'm going to say that you live in the UK, right?
I don't actually know. I live in Boston in Massachusetts.
Boston, Massachusetts! I never get it right. No, actually, you guys actually are from the UK, right?
We are from the UK, yes. We've lived in the USA for about 2.5 years now.
2.5 years. And James, this is your big dive trip for the year kind of thing? You guys, 1 week out of the year, you do an experience like this or what?
Yeah, unfortunately, we only get to really go once. You kind of have to split your holidays between family and other interests. But we make sure we get at least one really good diving trip a year.
Yes, well, I think you did pretty good so far, you know, being that we're halfway through the week here in the Bahamas, because you guys were in the Turks and Caicos hanging out with Randy and Aaron, the crew from Liquid Assets. You did that little trip last year in the Turks and Caicos. Timing probably wasn't ideal. You came, the week after a hurricane, was that right?
Yeah, I think it was about 3 weeks after Hurricane Ike had blown through, so not only had the island been decimated in some places, which was very sad to see, a lot of the reef was broken, there was a lot of sand covering the coral. We spent a lot of time trying to brush sand off barrel coral so you could see it again. Visibility wasn't great, but we still, with the guys from Liquid Assets, we still had a good time.
Yeah, it's hard not to have a bad time, period, even if you don't even jump in the water on one of these live aboard adventures. And if you got Randy and Aaron and those crew from Liquid Assets, I'm sure they juiced things up with the emphasis on juice. You hear what I'm saying? You've had a drink or two here, being that your diving's done today, right, Jane?
Oh, yeah. Only drinking after the diving is done.
Exactly. We do it by the book, but when we do it well.
Well, we try to put our heart and soul and full effort into everything that we do.
Yeah, that's right. Dive hard, play hard. I don't know, something like that. So what's the deal, Lucy? What do you think about the diving you've experienced so far here in the Bahamas?
This has really opened my eyes to the Bahamas. I think given last year's experience after Hurricane Ike had blown through, we really weren't sure about the kind of diving that was down here. But there is so much soft coral, there is so much more life, there are big schools of jacks, there are big schools of Squirrelfish.
What's that? Squid? Is that what you said? Fish. Okay.
But, and also lots of little life, lots of little prawns, lots of little crabs. There's so much to see on this reef. It's well worth coming down here. And each dive site's been different. There's been walls with lots of life. There've been walls with very, very macro life. And I know James has had all three lenses of his camera out on this trip.
Yeah, you're doing a lot of underwater photography there, James. You have plenty of subjects to work with?
Yeah, plenty. And it's the beauty of diving is every time you go in the water, you're likely to see something different. And you're also likely to miss something. And that was really... That was shown today as I was looking at a small fish hidden in a reef and not 10 feet away from me. An eagle ray was going behind me and I just didn't see it.
Yeah, it never fails. I'm doing the video thing. The same thing happens to me all the time. But Dave, you just got to focus on what your subject is and get the best shots. And you've been doing an amazing job. I know you got a real high-end underwater still camera set up and you're checking out your work every evening, like weeding out the bad shots, I'm guessing, learning from what you're shooting and know what you'll do better the next day, right?
Yeah, I mean, it's just all part of the beauty of diving. I mean, just being down there at all and seeing everything is great fun, and then kind of taking it a step further. And yeah, it's just like being on land and taking snapshots of your favorite times and places you've been and things you want to remember. It's the same thing for underwater, and it's a new skill. It's something new to learn. It's just huge fun. It's never ending.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, Neil Watson is on the show with us many times. He's a pioneer diving in the Bahamas, and he has a motto, Lucy, no wives on dives. Now, I know, James is your better half here. How does that apply to your relationship? You guys have been married like 7 years now, right?
We have been married 7 years. We've been diving for 10. So it was something that both James and I, before we'd met, we'd always wanted to try but never had someone to try it with. So when we first got together, we had some friends who'd started dive school, so we took the plunge. And I'd say it's probably been the one constant thing through our marriage.
Nice. James, is that what happened? You were a diver and you're like, you're only getting married if you find a woman, it'll go down?
You know, it wasn't even that. It was we met, we kind of both said, I've always wanted to try diving. And both of us said, yeah, so have I. So we went and we tried it. And yeah, again, it's diving's a great thing to be able to share with somebody and to share the experience. And the whole buddy system is all about making sure that you're taking care of the person that you're with. And I don't know, it strengthens our relationship, doesn't it?
It does. Yes. They have a great sense of humor.
Either that, or you're going to cut my air hose. I mean,
I was getting at that point. I was like, you know, being that you are a married couple, are you ever tempted, like, well, you know what, let him run out of air?
Yeah. Well, you know, we did give up carrying slates down together because we did find that we were having too many written arguments underwater. So we tend to keep it now as the place where we don't say anything, and that's what makes our relationship so special.
This is why we will never go with the communications gear underwater that you've been trying out. That's never happening.
Yes, I noticed you wanted to try it with me, but you never asked if both of you could use that.
No, only if the transmit only mode that you found, where one headset can talk to the other and the other one can't respond. That I could be interested in.
That might work for you, as long as there's no reaction.
As long as I get it. As long as I'm the transmitting.
Yeah, okay. I gotcha. All right. Well, you know, it's cool. It's fun to see a couple like that. It's great. It sounds like diving kind of brought you guys together, though, right? Instead of going to the movies or wasted money at a restaurant, hey, let's do something fun. Let's go scuba diving, learn scuba diving together, and go on a trip.
Well, we wasted a lot of money at movies and went to the restaurants as well.
Oh, so you just added that to the mix.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And we've been around the world together, so it's been it's not been a cheap thing to do. But in terms of having something you can do together, go on great trips, and also meet great people, because there's not many holidays that you go on where you're actually interested in the people that you meet on boats. And we've met a lot of characters.
Well, like Single Scott from singlescott.com.
Single Scott is...
Do you have any advice for him, being that he is single and looking for, you know, a better half like James is hooked up with here? Lucy, do you have any suggestions for him?
For the first time, I'm speechless.
Okay. It's all suggestions for all the women out there. I mean, how can you possibly be resisting the magnetism of the man that is Single Scott? I mean, it's...
You know what? I'll tell you what. I'm not a chick, but if I was told, hey, I'll travel the world and I'll pay your way, I would be tempted. You hear what I'm saying, James?
Absolutely. Who wouldn't?
Exactly.
I I heard there was a $10,000 bounty on his next wife. Is that true?
Well, that's for the person that finds him somebody. So, Lucy, if you put on your matchmaking hat there, you might score some big bucks, 10 grand on the line.
I will definitely have a think about it.
I heard there may be fiancé of the week in the offering.
What are you volunteering or her?
I didn't think Scott was that way. But
no, I don't think so. Okay. Scott, it has to be more permanent, right?
Definitely, we need to go a little more permanent than that. And he's attached, so.
Yes, okay. Well, you know, fiancé of the week, maybe that'll apply for the weekend here at the end of the Livermore trip after a drink or two.
Yeah, and we all have had a drink or two.
Yes, exactly. What, Lucy?
I actually have wife of the week. Given that downstairs there's a plaque that says marriages performed by the captain are only valid as long as you stay on the boat.
Oh, so you just get a wife for a week on the liveaboard. That's an interesting concept.
Wow, a honeymoon a week, 52 weeks a year. That would work.
You might have to rethink this whole single Scott plan here.
Yeah, I'll rethink this.
Well, you know, you never know who you're going to run into, and it's fun to meet folks like James and Lucy. Now, and also, I got to ask you, how obviously the diving compared to the UK or even the Boston Bay or wherever the hell you guys dive in Boston, it has to be a little bit better than what you get back home.
Well, it's a different experience everywhere you go. It's you know, if you want great wrecks, then you know, there's some great wrecks just off the UK. If you want, in fairness, I haven't dived that much around Boston, but I'm sure there's some magnificent things to see up there. But if you want warm water diving, if you don't even want to wear a wetsuit, if you want to see the sharks, come to the Caribbean.
Come to the Bahamas, partake in some of the activities, whether it's the hammerheads, Crabzilla, whatever. Or just hang out on the boat and have a cocktail in the evening with the meet some new friends. Right? Have you met a lot of diving friends this way?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, Facebook was invented to keep in touch with the people you meet on dives. It's just great. You meet some great people. You have things to talk about. You have common affinities. It's a great way to meet people, make friends, and spend some quality time.
What about that, Lucy?
Well, in fact, I was just going to say, when we were in the Turks and Caicos last year, we met Michelle, who's only just got off this boat. She'd worked for Liquid Assets. She'd then spent some weeks working on the Caribbean Explorer 2. And when we were coming out here, we said, you know, anyone recommend a boat in the Bahamas? And Michelle was right there going, I'm on the Caribbean Explorer 2. We're seeing hammerheads every dive. So, okay.
That's the value of the people that you meet when you're diving.
Absolutely. Yeah, I know Michelle. Yeah, we've hung out at many a dive show. She's a fun gal. And basically, she didn't hang over because she knew we were coming. You hear what I'm saying?
That's what she told us.
Yeah, it goes both ways, James. You know, he's kind of new to the whole scuba radio world, but, you know, he'll learn soon enough. I mean, well, what do you think of this whole scuba radio thing so far? You saw our mermaid. We've been hit by economic hard times, so you didn't get the A-team, so to speak, there, Lucy, but did Scott do his thing for you?
I think Scott made an admirable merman. And his fins and his wig were something else.
Yeah, it's amazing what you can do with duct tape, pink fins, and a blonde wig. Right, Scott?
I took one for the team.
Yes. You're going to have to go look at the pictures at scubaradio.com. You'll know what we're talking about. More coming up from the Bahamas next. Stay close.
Is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. I do like the water.
Water and fish. If you paid half as much attention to me as you do those fish, I'd be the happiest wife in Flatbush.
Give me some water.
All right, Rachel has just gotten back up from the night dive with Jose. She is one of the crew members here on the CX2 liveaboard. Rachel, how you doing?
I'm doing great.
She was actually really good dive buddy earlier today. We did the underwater comm gear. We'll talk about that a little bit later on the big show. However, Rachel was Jose's dive buddy on his night dive. Was this one of your first night dives, Jose? Or I mean, you did the one the other night, but have you done this many times before or not?
Yes, in Europe I did about 10, 15 night dives, but not so exciting like that, this one, for example.
This one was exciting tonight because, yes. Well, the conditions were awesome. We had clear water, flat, calm seas. But what did you see on your night dive?
The first second I was in the water, when I jumped out of the boat, first of all, I discovered something that was floating on the surface. Very nice. I wanted to take a picture, and I discovered it was exactly the same shape, length, and features. And the jellyfish so dangerous that in Caribbean you should go to the bottom immediately.
Okay, I have no idea what you just said, so I'm going to go to Rachel for the translation. Rachel.
Well, we ran into a school of box jellyfish right off the entrance of the boat. And
box jellyfish or the sea wasps?
The sea wasp.
Okay, so they have these sea wasps in the Caribbean in the summer months, and they can put quite a hurting on you if they sting you. But there's a way to avoid them, right?
There is a way to avoid them. Usually we end up on our safety stop using this a technique, but Jose found it quite interesting to use in the beginning of our dive instead.
So, you did it at the beginning of the dive. So as soon as after you were playing with them and Rachel came over and said, no, that's a sea wasp. You're like, oh, crap. And you start creating your own little bubble curtain, or what do you do?
In fact, I tried to communicate with Rachel, but my problem is that it wasn't so easy to go with Rachel. She was. And finally, I spent about 50 bars of my tank doing the bubbles around me in order to protect me. It was very funny and very exciting. When we were together, let me say, despite being a very short dive, only 15 minutes, more.
15 minutes.
You had to shorten your dive. Why?
Well, when Jose got to the bottom, we were already in half a tank of air in about 10 minutes of the dive. Mind you, it was the best night dive I've had in quite a few months.
Really? So it's 15 quality minutes, but you had to limit the time because you had blown too much bubbles through your regulator to clear out the sea wasps.
First of all, and secondly, because I kept 80 bars for the coming up to make more bubbles. You see, first of all.
But 80 bars, and we're talking about metrics and all this foreign language nonsense, but whatever, right?
Yeah. many pressure of the tank. But apart from that, despite being so short, we only 10 meters, square meters, I don't know what is the conversion now in
10
feet.
It's about 30 feet away from the mooring line.
We found many, many lobsters. Some kind of them.
We saw spotted lobsters. We saw red-banded lobsters.
The jumping one.
Yeah.
Jumping lobsters?
It was afraid of our light. It was jumping.
Really?
And even we have seen the hunting of an eel to a small octopus.
Yeah.
Oh, you saw an eel chasing an octopus?
Yeah. Eel was chasing the octopus, trying to eat it. Yeah.
Oh, nice. But he didn't get it.
Well, we helped the eel to get it because we lied the octopus where we
like, here, little octopus.
I wouldn't do that.
No, that's bad form, Jose.
He's here. Despite the octopus changed the color and say, no, he's here. And the octopus was looking at me.
All right, so you saw some lobster. You helped an eel eat, and then you came back up through some.
How many? There was a demonstration of lobster. There was about 10.
No, there was more. There was about 15 lobster.
Wow.
Within a 10-minute dive, we saw.
I'm guessing they know that lobster season isn't open yet, because like the Caribbean here in the Bahamas, it's in sync with the states. And I believe, well, actually, no, wait. It just opened, didn't it?
Yeah, it just opened, I believe.
So what's wrong? These freaking lobsters are slow. They must not know that it's lobster season.
Well, I don't know.
They weren't afraid of us. They were charging us.
Yeah, they just don't know yet here in the bottom. They're on island time, right?
Definitely on island time.
Yeah, well, that's cool. So you saw a lot of cool lobsters. I'm guessing you don't usually see those back at home, right?
Lobster we see from 30 meters deep on.
Oh, wow.
Because the illegal hunting nearly destroyed. In Europe, Mediterranean, you see lobster only the reserves. Because, there are many divers. Sometimes in some coast you have more divers than fishes.
Yeah. But you got them here in the Bahamas, and you got a nice little, got your fill of seeing the Caribbean lobster. All right, more coming up from the Bahamas. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
We
They started producing scuba radio in 1997, the same year that Designated Diver Sportswear made its debut at the DEMA show in Anaheim, California. Designated Diver Sportswear has pretty much been our supplier for scuba radio tees ever since. It was their commitment to quality and stylish diver designs that caught our attention then and continues to this day. Designated Diver's unique combination of silkscreen printing and embroidery have become the gold standard for those who want to express their divers and are proud of it. So popular, in fact, that many divers around the world now collect them. Of course, over the years, Designated Diver has evolved into more than just diver tees. They were recently acquired by Designated Sports Incorporated, featuring additional lines like Yak Heads for kayaking and paddle enthusiasts, and It's What I Do, the lifestyle line of fun tees that let you express your passion for the sport or activity that you do and enjoy. Go to designatedsports.com to see all the latest styles and put them to work for you and your organization today. No projects too big or too small. That's designatedsports.com.
Well, as Jose comes down from his night dive here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard, you know, he's checking out his pictures that he took on his Olympus camera. We brought a bunch of those Olympus cameras on board for people to play with, the new 8000 that you can take down to 33 feet without a housing. Then you put it in a housing, you take it down as deep as you want to go, and you can get some really, really nice shots. Now, we also have the Bonica high-definition underwater video camera systems. Now, Lo has been experimenting with one of these setups the last couple days. She was able to get some really good footage of Crabzilla.
Junior!
What? Oh, Jim, but you call it yeah. Junior, okay.
Mama was really big.
Mama? You found...
Mama crab, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I don't know. Mama? Okay, it was massive. That's all I know. Crabzilla is what I'm going with. I don't care what you say. But she's checking out the footage from her Bonica camera. What do you think of these little these cameras that we let you play with this week?
They're totally and utterly low-proof and idiot-proof.
Idiot-proof is the key. Yeah, but you know, the thing is they have a double layer of protection, so you don't have to worry about flooding these cameras out, which is what usually happens with people when they try out a video camera for the first time. If they don't really know what they're doing, they might make a mistake, didn't close it properly. Next thing you know, water gets in the housing and ruins their brand new high definition underwater camera. You can't really do that with these Bonica cameras because they have a silicone seal that you can take down by itself to 10 feet. So you like that aspect because you didn't feel any pressure that you might screw this thing up and buy it when you try it, right?
I've never even used a video camera or a camcorder before. I don't even take pictures underwater because I break things easily.
Yes.
And often.
And so this was this fit the bill. This was kind of the best of both worlds. It was heavy duty and it was easy, right?
You kind of just push a button and point it at something like Junior.
Right, Crabzilla.
Junior. And you kind of get really funky pictures from it.
Yeah, you just got to keep it in the viewfinder and you got a nice little video. BonicaDive.com, go there, check them out. And yeah, she wants one, she says, so who knows. But we're going to leave these cameras on the boat on the Caribbean Explorer 2 liveaboard for the next few weeks. So if you want to come on out and demo them, book a trip now.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
This place is completely freeing. Would you believe that today I dabbled in public nudity? Daphne and I found a secluded cove on the beach. We shed our garments and surrendered ourselves to the sand, the sea, and one rather curious grouper.
I'm going down, 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 down.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We're on the CX2 liveaboard. It's a scuba radio scuba cruise with our friends from Explore Ventures. Now, you just heard Rachel. She was Jose's dive partner or buddy on the night dive. She's one of the workers here on the CX2. Rachel, is this a cool gig? You've been doing it for how many years with Explore Ventures now?
I've been with Explorer Ventures since last June, and it's great. I love the Bahamas, and I love the other routes, St. Martin, St. Kitts. It's good diving and good fun.
Yeah, because this boat was down in Saba for 6 months, and now it does Bahamas 6 months, right?
Yes, Bahamas in the summer, and Netherlands Antilles down in Saba and St. Martin in the summer.
Nice. Now, you know, week in and week out, you meet cool people like Lo from Abu Dhabi. You meet folks like Lucy and James from the UK and or you know their home base of Boston these days, and then you meet characters like Single Scott, Mike, and myself from Scuba Radio. How do we mix into this whole plethora of passengers that you get on board? Is this kind of a cool thing this week, or is this a little bit more of a trying time for you?
Oh well, you're good. Good fun, and especially when you have a drink or two. So
yeah, okay. As long as we stay liquored up, you're fine, is what you're saying.
Yeah, you're not too much trouble. I can handle you.
All right, cool. Now, we actually did a little, our own little equipment test this week. Our friends at OTS, Ocean Technology Systems, gave me some full face masks with calm gear, and Rachel was nice enough to try these out with me. First time I've actually done any extended diving with this type of setup. What do you think of that?
Oh, it was a great experience. I've actually been using it a couple times this week now since I first tried it. It's a whole new thing to be able to talk to your buddy underwater and point out those sharks and critters that you've been looking at.
Yeah, it was cool. I kind of liked it. It's a different experience to have a full face mask, and it feels different, and you kind of need to get used to it and that kind of thing. But once you get the hang of it, you're kind of like, hey, I can kind of dig being able to yell at my dive buddy when I need him, as opposed to try to give him the one-finger salute, like, hey, where are you doing? You know, that kind of thing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's a whole new way to play Marco Polo, I guess.
Exactly. Now, did you get to do a lot of that stuff week in and week out here on the boat? Because, you know, you're working the boat, you got to feed the passengers, you got to manage the dive, you know, program, the whole thing. But you manage to have a lot of spare time on your own to be able to just experience the diving yourself, don't you?
Yeah, occasionally. Like every couple of days we get to go on a fun dive. But if you have new toys and new gadgets to play with, that's where you get to use those. So
you dig that too, huh?
Yeah, I definitely do. It's a definite perk for this job.
It's definitely a perk, and we've done our part. Have you picked up the Olympus cameras or any of those yet, or no?
I've been too busy playing with the comms.
Yeah, exactly. She would rather talk than play with cameras. It's a cool thing. What do you like best about this particular itinerary, Rachel? What animal do you look out for the most? Is it the hammerheads or what?
I definitely am looking out for the hammerheads. That's the best number one creature here. However, I do often see manta rays. Well, not as often as I'd like, but manta rays and like today we saw an eagle ray, which was really good as well. So the big creatures.
Nice. Now, matter of fact, we flew into Georgetown Exuma, and we did a new dive site, a blue hole that they don't typically do. We'll tell you why and how it went next.
Do you want to talk diving or tell Greg the Dive Master he's all wet? Then call Scuba Radio now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Being a diver has its rewards, like getting discounts on the latest oceanic gear just for sharing the underwater world with your friends and family. In fact, every time you refer a friend who signs up for a scuba class at an authorized oceanic dealer, each of you will be rewarded with $50 off oceanic gear. There's no limit to the savings you can enjoy. The more you refer, the more you save. Find the oceanic dealer near you and get all the details at oceanicworldwide.com. Reward yourself, reward your friends with oceanic dive gear at oceanicworldwide.com.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
On the line with us is Neil Watson, the depth and distance world record holder for scuba diving. He's also the president of the Bahamas Diving Association. Neil, just what is it about the Bahamas that makes diving there so attractive?
Greg, one of the unique features is our diversity. We're 100,000 square miles, literally 50 miles from the U.S. mainland, whether it's sharks, wrecks, reefs, walls. We have everything that any diver and even a non-diving spouse could ever want for a dive destination.
You can start planning your Bahamas adventure at BahamasDiving.com. The Bahamas, our 700 islands, could change you forever.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of force fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, force fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes force fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of force fins available on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at scubaradio.com.
I thought I had seen all the wonders of the deep.
I thought I had known all the beauty of the shore.
But here at last, where our two worlds meet,
I finally felt my true heart soar.
I feel brand new.
I feel so free.
I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I feel like I've never... Whoa. What was that?
I said, I feel an increased flow of mucus in my fish genitalia.
I'm not following.
Well, you see, when I feel this way about somebody so special, I release extra slime to lubricate the scaly membrane that closes off my egg sac. So now my heart...
No. Wait. Well, no. Hang on a second. You mean to tell me that down there you've got fish business going on?
What'd you expect, silly?
Oh. But wait, when you get up on land, you grow legs, right?
Of course I do.
Oh, thank God.
Yep, the legs turn human. But believe you me, baby, the hoo-ha's all mackerel.
I'd like to be under the sea in an octopus. His garden in the shade.
And welcome back to the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master on the CX2 liveaboard here. We're anchored off the coast of San Salvador right now. Now, we got to go back in time a little bit because our week started off kind of interesting because, you know, we flew over on American out of Orlando. We had a layover in Miami, and then we took Miami to Georgetown Exuma. American Airlines had a little delay on our flight from Orlando to Miami, and we made our flight to Georgetown with no problem, but our luggage did not. Is that right, Scott?
Yeah, well, actually, when we landed in Miami, we went straight to our gate, got on our connecting flight, and they closed the door behind us. But we made it, but our bags didn't.
Yeah, so we were like, uh-oh, what are we going to do? You know, we're in Georgetown. We have no bags. We have no dive gear. I have no equipment, no clothes other than what's on our backs. But Captain Dave, to the rescue, he says, no worries, man. You're in the Bahamas, right, Dave?
Absolutely. Welcome back, Greg.
Yeah, hey, thank you for having us, first of all. But especially thank you for letting us borrow your shorts.
No problem. It's a little weird seeing everybody walking around in my clothes on the boat for a day, but got you through the day. You had enough rental gear on board, no problems, and fortunately your bags showed up the next day.
Yeah, well, we got our bags the next day. It really wasn't that big of a problem. You know, stuff happens, and you have to deal with it, and Explorer Ventures really good at dealing with these kind of issues, being flexible and trying to make sure everybody is accommodated in some way shape or fashion. Now in Exuma, typically the boat goes out of Exuma and heads right over to Long Key and up to Conception Island and then to San Salvador where we are today. But we had to adjust the schedule slightly because of the delay in the bags. And dive right there in Georgetown off of, at the end there of the Exuma chain. So what was this was new for you guys because you had just come up here a few weeks ago, right? You haven't even been diving off of Exuma yet, right?
Well, we've been here since March. So far we've been lucky with luggage and we've been able to head over to Long Island every trip, no problem. But I had a list of dive sites off of Georgetown, and since we had to wait a day for your luggage, figured we'd give them a try and see what they were like.
Yeah, and they ended up being really good. We did the first dive was a really nice tugboat dive, a nice little wreck right there, not far from where we left the dock. And then the next afternoon after lunch, we did the Angelfish Blue Hole. Thanks to you had a connection to some of the front people from what Dive Exuma there in the area.
Yeah, that's right. I'd heard there's a blue hole over on Stocking Island. We'd never dove it, so I gave Dive Exuma a call, and Tamara, one of their dive masters, came out to the boat. She dives the blue hole pretty regularly and was able to give you guys a good guided tour of the blue hole, and it was a little bit of a logistical nightmare getting you over there. The boat didn't sink, fortunately.
Yeah, you got to take the dinghy over, and I guess it had a small leak, but who cares?
A small leak and a lot of weight in it, but you all had scuba gear on, so I knew you'd be fine.
Exactly, and it was all good. And you know, a blue hole, for people who don't know, is actually a cave where the cave collapsed at one time millions of years ago or thousands of years ago, and it makes this blue circle in the ocean floor and opens up into a cave. So it was actually really a cool dive.
And I wouldn't know. I haven't had a chance to dive that myself yet.
Exactly. So we got to do something even the captain hadn't even had the chance to experience yet. But I got to tell you, you might need to add that to the itinerary because that was a very cool dive to kick off the week for sure.
Well, I guess
I'm just rubbing it in, Dave. You hear what I'm saying?
We're only here for two more weeks, so the chances of getting it in again are pretty slim.
All right. Well, it just goes to show you never know what you're going to experience. And the thing is like the crew is just as into this as you are. And when it, you know, if they're throwing a curveball, they can adapt accordingly and adjust the schedule and make sure everybody has a good time. Here in San Salvador, we're doing a little bit of the same, aren't we? We're doing some sites you don't typically get to because of the weather has been so cooperative this week, right?
Yeah, we've had beautiful weather this week. We were able to get around French Bay, which is usually on the windward side of the island. Got some phenomenal diving in at Double Caves. And then we were able to do Devil's Grotto, a site where the mooring has been missing for a couple months. And the crew pretty much begged to dive that site because it was their favorite. So we went ahead and dropped the anchor in the sand and got a great dive in at Devil's Grotto.
Nice. Now, being the captain here of the Caribbean Explorer 2 Live Aboard, do you have the opportunity to get in a lot of the diving yourself and really partake in some of the underwater attractions that you have here at your doorstep?
Not as much as I'd like. I generally get in a dive a day. Most of the sites, my dive instructors know better than I do, so I often let them give me a clue on which sites we should do for the night dives, what we should do for the afternoon, and based on weather and other logistical considerations, we try to pick the best sites.
Yeah, and sneak in a dive for yourself every once in a while. I mean, believe it or not, Dave actually has to work. You think about the fact that all these crew members we've talked to so far on the show, they're living in paradise, are working in paradise, but they are working. It's not an easy gig, but you seem to make it look like you're at least enjoying yourself.
Oh, it's a great job, and I've got a great crew, which makes it that much easier. I don't have to worry about what my crew's doing on the back deck. I don't have to worry about what's going on in the galley. I don't have to worry about what's going on in the engine room.
And I'm glad you don't have to worry, because then I don't have to worry and everything goes smoothly and everybody can just concentrate on having a good time, right?
That's right. As long as we keep it safe, that's what it's all about.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their live-aboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend.
It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures, and just maybe why Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExploreVentures.com. But it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explore Ventures apart from the rest. That's why for the second year in a row, we have made Explore Ventures the official live aboard company of Scuba Radio. We're doing 4 weeks on board ourselves this year, and you're welcome to join us on any of these special adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explore Ventures does the live aboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExploreVentures.com. That's ExploreVentures.com.
Dude! An ancient sunken city!
Could it possibly be? Are the old legends true? Wow! It is! It's the fabled lost city of Atlanta!
Howdy, y'all!
I'll take you to my island, show you lots of good time. I'll take you around the world and be proud that you are mine. I'll buy you lots of things, buy you lots of diamond rings. And anything you want, that's why I have to sing. Into Ilucha,
oh yeah!
Into Inagra, been there too, into Long Island,
all around the
and Grand Bahama, and Walker's Key. So come go with me,
come on,
to Bimini.
Everybody, let me hear you.
Okay, here we go.
Come on, girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, come on. Good.
They're forming a conga line here on the Caribbean Explorer 2 live aboard. It's in the evening. It's after the diving is done. The drinking has begun. And a little bit of dancing as well, you know, as this international crew and a group of characters, you know, the passengers from all over UK, Abu Dhabi, and in the U.S. as well. Just having a good time, for sure. That's what, you know, getting together and sharing a few fish tales with friends is all about. Making friends, sharing, you know, sharing stories. Right, sharing shorts, right, exactly, with Captain Dave. Thank goodness he had some extra shorts. What do you think about this, Mike?
Well, that would probably be my only complaint. I could have done with a fatter captain, you know.
A fatter captain, so the shorts would fit you better.
Well, yeah, I had to squeeze into a medium. I think it was an extra day before my voice got back to its normal octaves. And they didn't fit too well. We did a giant stride off the dinghy back roll. Thank goodness they were red and white. Red shorts with white mesh by the time I came up from the blue hole dive.
Yeah, there's a picture of Mike and a picture of single Scott dressed up as a mermaid that we're going to have to put together at scubaradio.com. That is going to be quite traumatic for most of our listeners. But, hey, we got to do what we got to do.
Yeah, we aim to please.
Yeah, actually, we got some new Scuba Radio board shorts. We're test diving them this week. They seem to hold up pretty well, huh, Scott?
Oh, these things are great. I hope you're going to order more of these.
Yeah, I think we will. We'll get them up at scubaradio.com soon. They were blue with white accents and a fashionable Scuba Radio embroidered logo to boot. So look for those at scubaradio.com. Book your Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise with Explore Ventures. Our next one is September 26th. Do not miss it. Trust me, if what you've heard over the last couple hours sounded appealing at all, we just scratched the surface. Next time, we throw in Divers Alert Network. We got Jeff Myers coming on board from that fine organization with us, as well as Wild Dolphins. So it's going to be quite an adventure, September 26th. Call Explore Ventures, book it today. We're off to the Keys next week. But until then, remember, Scott?
It's always better.
Lucy?
Down where it's wetter.
That just sounds sexy, doesn't it?
Good diving, everybody.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.